Federated just wants to say thanks to all local businesses in and around the state of Minnesota. You are our community partners, our neighbors, our families, and our friends. And when you need Federated, Federated is here to help. Visit federatedinsurance.com or call your local marketing representative to access trusted resources you may need during this pandemic. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
All right, Patrick. I think that there's probably, given the events of the last 5 days or so, plenty to be unchained about. So where do you want to start?
I'm going to skip politics.
Okay.
Because I've lost a lot of followers this week because of politics, most of whom were wild-ass Trumpers who I blocked because they're nuts. But anyway, that's okay. I don't want to get into that.
All right.
I want to talk about two less controversial issues.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I've been trying to soften my stance on Philip John Fleck.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to not think that he was the most full of crap human being I had ever heard in my life. I was trying to think he wasn't a complete phony, right?
Yeah.
I was trying to think that.
Yeah.
And then we had the story today about reading the child's book, Everyone Poops. Did you see this?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And that's it. I'm done with him. He could win the national championship. I'll never write a good sentence about him. I'm done with him. What a moron. And we got to report that crap because he doesn't give us any other crap.
And he's literally talking about crap.
Crap. I mean, how can you be an adult human being and get all on board with this fraud? Anyway, I got that. A. That's A.
All right.
That's a pretty good Unchained.
I was going to say, we're off to a roaring start.
Here's my other Unchained. Adrian Peterson stands over there on the sideline with his helmet about 90% of the ass-kicking that they got yesterday, and all of a sudden he's a mentor to Dalvin Cook, and he's out there, hey, Dalvin, and he's joking with Dalvin as though he had some contact with him and had anything to do with him. Adrian, you're last decade's news here. You're the middle of you're the early 2000s news. You got nothing to do with this kid. Stop trying to hog your way into the spotlight with him while you're sitting over there hanging out as a 35-year-old because you urinated away all your money. So if they'll pay you $50 a game, you got to show up and, you know, demean yourself by being a backup running back with the Detroit Lions. And now you want to embrace Dalvin wow.
Like you helped him.
Yeah, like you somehow had him. Anything to do with him.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Teach him how to catch passes? You know, teach him how to block? Did you teach him that?
Man, ball security, perhaps.
You had your time, Dalvin. I mean, not Dalvin. Dalvin's having his time.
Yeah.
You had your time.
He can't. That's not.
Stay
AP.
Out of the picture.
He can't bring himself to do that.
You know, go home and, you know.
You watch it.
It's
sad to watch
I mean, last year he had three, four good games in Washington, but there's not. I mean, it's.
Nothing left. He's 35.
God, they drained him. You know, they drained him about 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yep.
So, you know, he took Zimmer to the playoffs his first year, right? I mean, not the first.
2015, the second year. Yeah.
Second year. The first time he took him to the playoffs, the Seattle game.
Yeah.
That was his team, and then he was done.
Yes.
He was finished. And Dalvin Cook came in 18 or 17?
17.
So they had nothing to do with each other.
Right.
There was a year gap.
Mm-hmm.
So stop trying to pretend like you're his mentor, for God's sakes. That's terrible. And Everson. They seem to have survived the storm that was coming from Everson, huh?
Yeah, he didn't really prove himself to be a great player yesterday.
No.
Playing for a Lions team that didn't care.
I'd say good was a compliment from Coach Zim.
Yes.
From what I saw yesterday.
And it was,
He's a good player. He's a good player. I thought it was a compliment.
He made one play on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think he tipped a pass.
Yes.
And that was basically it for him.
What's with Riley Reiff? Why is he playing so good?
Because he's a solid left tackle. He's just not a star.
Yeah.
Like, he's just
he's
solid.
Good games here.
Yes. Yes.
Well.
And guess what? If they run the football, they're fine because Dalvin is good and they can run block. They're not very good at pass protection. But I think Reiff is a good, solid player. He's never been a star and he won't be.
Look at the schedule.
That's fine.
Look at the schedule. Who's going to beat him?
I know.
The Bears are terrible. They got beat by Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears are...
They've got the Buccaneers who got blown out last night and the Saints.
That'll be a tough game.
And the Saints left on the road.
Yeah. So they're... But everybody else, they got that three-game homestand against,
Teddy?
Teddy.
Jacksonville and Dallas.
Jacksonville and Dallas want to lose.
Yep.
And, boy, Dallas almost avoided victory yesterday. That was you think there are a lot of guys in the Vegas sports book saying, what the hell's going on here, who gave the 14 or whatever it was? But anyway.
Trying to bet on this league is impossible.
Yeah. Well, Carolina's pretty mediocre. Mm-hmm. Teddy's okay. Nothing. Teddy's what he always was. Okay. He's okay. Kyle, are you out there? He's okay. He's not some superstar. He's he's a winner. Yeah, like that Seattle game, he completed one pass and they missed the field goal and we're saying, oh, Teddy played his ass off. It was too bad, The guy, they made the playoffs that year with having one of the most unproductive quarterbacks in the history of the team.
You are unchained today. This is great to see.
I am unchained today.
It's because you won't talk about politics, and so you're taking it out on sports. I'm enjoying this greatly.
I am unchained today. Adrian, fraud.
Yep.
Phil Fleck, fraud.
Yeah.
Teddy, mediocre at best. Let's see what else is.
Keep going. I ain't stopping you.
I guess that's about it. That's about all I'm upset about, I guess. So anyway, the Vikings, though, Zim was right. Run the ball.
Yes.
We got to run the ball. Zim's for 2 years. He's been saying, run the ball.
Yep.
They came, didn't they come out? Now, Green Bay, they got down so quick it was hard to run the ball. But it only took till about week three when this became the offense, right? But then Dalvin missed two games?
He came out at halftime of the Seattle game. He got hurt in the third quarter,
mm-hmm.
and then he missed the one game against the Falcons.
Who's overrated? Seattle. The defense is terrible.
The defense is awful.
Their defense is terrible. When Josh Allen puts up 40 against you, even after his grandma died,
is looking at the Vikings' current success and saying, thank God I got out? Diggsy. Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what he saw coming.
Yeah.
This is what he feared.
How many did the last 2 weeks, Cousins is throwing the fewest passes?
It's two and three on his list since coming here.
Two and three since coming here.
Falcons,
right?
10 passes on opening day 2019, and then the last two games,
and 20. Yeah.
Average of 17 passes. He was at, during the 1-5 start, I think he was at an average of approximately 30 passes per game. He's now at 17.
You know who's an underrated, as I think, just I haven't dealt with him, since the first year probably. Is an underrated, feisty guy who probably doesn't like it either. Thielen. He's got an edge to him, too. He's got it. We always give Diggs, because he's the brother from the East Coast. You think, he's a prima donna. The guy from Detroit Lakes doesn't like this offense either, I'll guarantee you.
Oh, hell no.
He caught 100, didn't he? Did he catch 100? Did he get to 100?
I have to look.
He damn near, he was like leading the league until he got banged up a couple of years
ago. But I think he was targeted, on Sunday, three times?
Yeah.
And Jefferson's the last two games. But
not a lot, yeah.
They're just not throwing now.
Yeah.
Like, they've decided Zim has gotten his way, which is we're going to run.
Protect these cornerbacks. And
yes, we're going to eat clock and run the ball and then occasionally take some shots.
Now, did they have Stafford out there playing after he was concussed?
No, they took him right out.
Oh, because
he didn't come back.
He
in.
Threw a couple of passes that made you wonder.
Oh, the picks that he threw in the third quarter.
Yeah,
were
I'm
awful.
Wondering if he was.
He got
already,
hurt after that.
Okay, no. I mean, I wonder if he was. If it was halfway there or something.
I don't know.
It looked like he had no head on his shoulders.
Those passes were awful. The second one was that Kendricks picked was in the end zone was terrible.
He's got some outstanding interception numbers in the on the road against the Vikings, doesn't he? I mean, he turned him over lots, I think.
The Lions' ability to remain the Lions year after year is almost laudable.
I've written about this in the past, that they put Bud in the Hall of Fame. 25. He had one. Well, how long was the stretch? Was it 11 years when he beat him 21 times or something like that?
I'm sure
he's always been in our division.
Yes.
I mean, he's got.
Let me see if
but
I can find
the stat
it.
I always use is Ticey and Chili were 16-1 against the Lions. Ticey and they both got fired prematurely.
Yep.
But they were 16-1 against the Lions.
Wow.
They are unbelievable. And when they have been good, they had bad things happen to them. Billy, you know, that team way back in the Silver Rush team from the, was it the 70s?
Yeah.
They made it to the conference final and they were going to go. And Billy Sims, well, it had to be the 80s because it happened here. And Billy Sims took a bad step in the Metrodome.
Oh, that was here, yeah. But 84, right? Yeah.
Took a bad step in the Metrodome, ruined his knee, and apparently knee surgery still wasn't good back then because he was never the same. And he was a bigger version of Barry. You know? He was fantastic.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
Bud in the 1970s alone was 17-3 against him.
Yeah, that helps get you to the Hall of Fame.
It's remarkable, yeah.
It is.
But their consistency, Pat. Aside from a few pop-ups here and there, their consistency in the art form of also not caring. Yesterday, they didn't give a damn. Like, they were completely checked out. Defensively, they didn't care.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they're, well, they...
And their coach is up.
They're in no hurry to save this guy's job.
No.
Big, grumpy idiot.
You know what? Matt Patricia should bring in today, everybody poops, and read it to his team. I want to see big Matt Patricia with the beard and the pencil.
How about Fleck as the next coach of the Lions going back to Michigan? Probably grew up a Lions fan, didn't he?
Might get the Harbaugh's job at the rate Harbaugh's going.
Yeah. How about that? We got to talk a little more about the Lions, but then we'll get to that too. But I was looking when they broke up the league into divisions when the merger was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But before they decided who was who, and I ran across a story that the Vikings by then had Page, and they were putting together this defense. It might have been 67. And the Lions fought mightily not to have the Vikings in their division. They didn't want the Vikings in their division. They wanted a different, you know, they wanted to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And somebody there was smart enough. They aren't smart enough to put a good football team together, but they're smart enough to know they didn't want to be in the Giants. Maybe it was 68 because it was probably the discussion was probably taking place 68 because 69 was the last year of two conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to be in the same division when the 13, you know, they ended up with 13 teams in each, three divisions, 13 teams in 1970 in each conference. And they didn't want the Vikings in their division. They fought against that mightily. And it was a good decision for them. Would have been, just think of the unsuccessful seasons the Vikings would have had if they hadn't gone 2-0 against the Lions.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
They belonged in a division, and it would have been very fitting with Cleveland.
They had
the Browns and the Lions
belonged together.
It
would have been a battle. Joe Schmidt was their coach. Great linebacker, Hall of Fame linebacker, was then their coach, and they had pretty good teams. And it was, Bud was already coaching, so had to be in the 70s, and Joe Schmidt couldn't beat Bud to save his life. But you look it up, they finished second a lot of the years in the standings because Green Bay was in there. Was that Green Bay was headed for their 20 years in the wilderness, you know?
Sure.
From what? Phil Bankston to Magic Man getting them in the playoffs in 89. They weren't in the playoffs.
Infante, yeah.
Forever.
Was the coach.
And but they're going to beat the Vikings, and it's a 3 o'clock. It's a late afternoon kickoff. I don't know why it was, because they didn't do as much of that, but it's a late afternoon kickoff. Met Stadium, gloomy November day, I'd say. You know, well, it might have been still in October, because they still had the, they hadn't bothered to cover the field yet. It was still dirt, you know, but sure. It was cold and miserable day. And the Lions had the kicker, Earl Mann from North Dakota, and still a straight ahead kicker. And they spent about 5 minutes killing the clock, rushing the ball, getting first down, maneuvering into position to kick the game winning field goal. And it was a 30 yard cupcake, and it got blocked.
Of course it did.
I remember that. It was just McConnell was doing the games. I wasn't there, but I was listening to McConnell. It was long enough ago, I guess, that they didn't, the home games weren't on television.
Right.
Remember that? Even if they were sold all out, they weren't on television. So I was listening on the radio. It had to be when I was covering the Twins.
And the kick got blocked.
Yeah. I mean,
that's still them.
Yeah,
it's an incredible thing.
Oh, God.
How do you maintain this consistency?
It is. Didn't Zim go 0-2 against him a few years ago?
Yeah.
I think he did.
Yeah, I think he did.
Zim at one point was like 500 with him. Now he's gotten used to winning, beating him.
What was the game here a few years back that they scored in OT? I think Golden Tate scored. Harrison Smith missed the tackle, I think. And that's the one that I think Prater hit something like a 60-yard field goal near the end of regulation to send it to OT. But that's a Lions highlight against the Vikings.
Well, the Lions' strength for 30, 40 years now has been place kicker.
Yeah.
Jason Hanson.
Yep.
And this Prater's
Murray.
Eddie Murray.
Who I think came here for a while.
They've had great place kickers. Unfortunately, they don't have that many opportunities to win the game for you. It's just incredible how rotten they are.
But this guy is a coach. I mean, I called it three years ago. He's just a coordinator, but he's, yeah.
Well.
And as you said, the Super Bowl here.
Yeah, the Super Bowl.
They finally get their guy.
We proudly have hired Matt Patricia, who just gave up 600 yards to Nick Foles.
Belichick probably, thank God.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, I was speaking to Belichick. I'm surprised to discover him being an excuse maker, huh?
Yes, last week.
We
sold out to win,
We're paying the price.
That's the first time I've ever heard him come close to anything that was an actual answer.
So I never really thought he was thin-skinned. I thought he just didn't care. But I guess he cares. He's like, I mean, he didn't care what the media had to say about him, but he obviously...
I think because they're bad, he realizes that he needs to have a reason why they're bad.
Especially with Brady playing good until last night. Where did that come from?
I asked the same question on Mackie and Judd.
I mean, I can see the Saints going up and down the field, but how can you make the Saints defense look that good?
I have no idea.
It was
how do they look that bad on every side of the ball for that entire game?
Oh, I don't know. It was weird. It was really strange.
And that pick that he threw on fourth down, that was the Favre 2003 playoff pass against Philadelphia. That sort of punt throw where you just decide, screw it, I'm going to throw it up.
Hey, what was it, 31-0 at halftime?
I think that's right, yeah.
Or 35. Yeah. I know it was a blowout at halftime because the NBC boys were looking a little glum because they expected the big rating for that one.
And, yes.
When it's a big blowout, everybody...
Well, I mean, it looked like a great game.
Oh, yeah.
Brady, you got the two top teams, or we thought, Saints, in that division.
Saints 2-0 against them, and Brady's two clunkers.
I got a sneaky feeling the Saints are going to end up being very successful.
Yeah, he can, you know, he's a... If they can play a little defense, they can. I think he'd be a lot better if he didn't keep bringing in that dummy on third down.
Taysom Hill?
Yeah. Did you see the one of their early ones? They're third, fourth, and...
No, I didn't see the
fourth and one,
the
and they had him throw.
Yep.
And it was wobbling out there, and the guy was almost covered, but they caught the guy caught it, and they got the first down, and it didn't look as stupid as it was. But, you know, Brady could usually find a guy to throw to for 3 yards. You know, but I mean, not Brady, Breeze.
Breeze, yeah. I think Peyton thinks that the Taysom Hill thing is his genius experiment.
Yeah, I do too.
And no one has.
Well, they gave him a bunch of money to stay.
Yeah, but I mean, somebody should have the guts to tell him, Sean.
Yeah,
we'll do it occasionally.
You're Seth. You got your own Seth Green.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but Seth Green makes a lot more sense in college than he does in pros. So, because if you got the guy throwing, he can't throw. But people talk about him as the backup quarterback. Poor Jameis, man. Has he played yet?
Got in last night
for a little bit.
Yeah, he's still Jameis.
I don't know. I like him. But there's something wrong with him. I think he's colorblind.
Yeah, he's...
he throws a nice ball.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's had the bad
rep. But you got to throw to the right guys.
He's had a bad rep ever since he stole the crab legs. But I still think...
Those publics are good.
I still think New England would have been better off with him than Cam.
I think you might be right at this point.
He's you could maybe teach him to be an accurate passer.
I think Cam has a fighting chance of not being in the league next year.
I do too. He's just not. He's not an accurate thrower. You know, that's his problem. He throws it where. He's another guy who throws it where they used to be instead of where they're going.
Yeah.
So unreal.
But I mean, he was so damn good for what, about 3 years there. He was incredibly solid, and I think now he is useless probably.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So, despite the fact Phil Fleck and I are now completely separated.
Yeah.
When's Illinois going to, you know, reach down deep in their soul and run Lovey out of there? Man alive.
Do they not care enough to? That's the only thing I can figure.
Supposedly, before the pandemic, they were going to add hockey. Where are they going to get the money?
Who was worse? The Lions on Sunday or the Illini on Saturday?
Well, probably the Illini, because they were playing against a worse defense than the Vikings. You know, the Vikings don't have a good defense, but it's better than
now,
the Gophers.
In their defense, that poor QB, I think, is their fourth quarterback.
Yes, he is.
Because of the COVID problems.
Four-string quarterback, and he was 6 for 19.
And he also got hurt at one point, and he couldn't throw, and they wouldn't take him out of the game because I don't think
they
had a fifth string.
They don't have any others. Yeah, they got three of them that aren't.
They had him try and throw, though, and the ball literally just sort of slipped up in the air.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't watch much.
It was fourth and goal from the 48. They went so far backwards, they had fourth and goal from the 48. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
No, I don't think I've seen it.
48, midfield.
Wow. Well, the good thing about them is... The crowd was about the same as they would have had if they played. That's the other thing. Nobody goes to their games down there anymore. That is, people, because it's in Illinois, people think that it's, you know, there's some big city quality to the place. That's the most remote location in the Big Ten. It's worse than
I've never been to Champaign.
It's worse than West Lafayette and Bloomington.
Really?
Oh, it's way down. It's like halfway down this extremely long state, sitting out in the prairie, middle of nowhere. Huh. You know, it's you know, once they stop paying off the coaches in Chicago to get the good football and basketball players, they you know, the
Mike White, you mean?
Mike White and Lou Hansen was there a long time, and cheating Lou the Do. anything it took for Lou was the way to go. But White, I've told this story before, but Chili's story about being a grad assistant for White and having to take the kid to the car dealer.
Yep.
In August, the kid wanted a car. And yeah. Chili was supposed to go pick up a 4-year-old Oldsmobile, and the kid comes back with a Nissan T-top. Red one, and the NCAA was already looking. You know, the all the reporters that cover the team are looking at this car, and White calls in Chili and says, "What the hell are you doing? What are you doing?" And Chili said, 3 months later, I was talking to the NCAA infractions committee." He was supposed to get him some You know, just yeah, the kind of
blend
thing,
in.
Just the kind of thing that a kid's family could have afforded for him.
Oh.
Not a brand new shiny red Nissan T-top was not a good. How about Chili as the next coach at Illinois? Let's try another.
Well, why not? If he wants to,
at least he has the fire of having been there for a year.
Absolutely.
He's another Eastern Illinois guy, though, right? He's one of the Romo and
yes.
There's a bunch of them from.
Yes, he was.
Yes, so,
and I think he's still got the place here.
Yeah, he does.
He's still got the place out west.
But he's been in Florida this. I think he's been in Florida this winter. I talked to him once, and I think he is. Florida. I think they got stuck down in Florida, and they haven't traveled. So.
He is very smart not to be involving himself any longer with the Chicago Bears. I will give him that.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. How come we thought that kid was so smart? Well, they don't have any. They just, you know, they got Khalil Mack. We're having parades for him for drafting him that one year. But
the offense is.
It was brutal.
Awful. Yeah. They have nothing there. And Nick Foles, if he's not in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. is not any good.
No. Trubisky's hurt, though, right?
Yes. He is now, but I don't know he can play at all.
I don't know, but
healthy or not. You know,
I guess they're still, 5-4 somehow or mm-hmm. something? So,
well, they were 5-1.
Yeah, okay.
They've lost three consecutive games now.
I said on Twitter a month ago, you can look it up, after watching them,
mm-hmm.
the Vikings are going to go 4-0 against the Lions and the Bears.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
And people were saying, yeah, crazy, blah, blah. They can't beat anybody. I think they'd won one by then.
Yep.
But I said they're going to go 4-0 against the Lions and the Bears. And I was right, but people.
You see, and people say that you are negative.
I am
you are a
realist.
Ray of positivity.
I am a ray of positivity. That's for sure. So it's been, it's been just a traumatic week, though. Waiting for the election results,
yeah.
And then
well, you didn't sleep.
No, what are they doing? And what are they doing in like some of these places? Do they walk down to the post office and get each ballot and then walk back with it and open it up?
I have no clue how they do it.
Let's go here. Let's get going here. Although it's over, except for the 25.
It's over, except it's not done.
Oh, we got to mention this though.
Yeah.
I think we all agree on this. The highlight of the entire campaign,
yep,
and the offshoot was Rudy's press conference at the Four Seasons Landscaping Center instead of the Four Seasons Hotel. I periodically, over the last 48 hours, just break out into laughter thinking about that because it's right out of Veep. Did you watch Veep?
And this is
right
why Veep pulled the plug. They said that. They said at the time, we can no longer keep up with what's really going on.
Yeah, we can no longer. The reality is funnier than the skits. And there was a lot of great things sent out on Twitter.
Oh, I saw a bunch of them. They were hilarious.
Who's the idiot who always screwed up everything, and he ended up running for president. The tall, goofy guy who they'd have in charge of something, and he screwed everything up. And they handed one of his with a blank look on face. Didn't he say law and order?
I didn't see that one.
Didn't he say law and
order? It's one of the greatest gaffes of all time.
It is. And Rudy's trying to act like the people. They did a pretty good job when they showed it of covering up where they were, but when they the media that was there got to say, what in the hell? And they got as somebody says, they got a dildo shop next door on one side and a crematorium on the other.
Yes, yes, an adult store right by it was the great. And everyone was taking pictures of all the things around it because it was as funny as the fact that they were in a lawn store.
What the hell?
Or landscaping store. Oh,
and then Lewandowski and the other guy who helped planned it said, well, this was their plan all along. Don just got... You lie and then lie about anything.
Here's my question. What publication is going to get the real story and write the long-form story? The play-by-play is going to be fantastic.
Oh, it is.
Somebody's going to get it. The Times will get it, or a magazine will get it.
Everybody who got fired and has been afraid to talk is going to be coming out when they get him, when they drag him out. There's going to be.
The amount of books that are going to come out.
The inside story. New York Magazine had a pretty good piece that they put online about how it was in there the day when Tuesday and Wednesday, when inside they had some sources inside the White House telling them stuff that was the degree of angst was very interesting. So
I'm sure we'll continue until January
19th. Their theory was that they were having people. He doesn't like the job. He doesn't like, his ego needs it, but he's depressed because of, the number of people who dislike him and blah, blah, blah.
But, the job would stink.
Oh, God, yes.
Why you would want this job is beyond me.
But when did he first come out, Wednesday or Thursday? Thursday, right?
When he talked or what?
When he came out and moped for a half hour.
Oh, Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. Yeah. I mean, as I said, the angry Don doesn't frighten me as much as the morose Don.
Yeah, that Don was very, very down about things.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and he was reading he read a bunch of stuff that looked like notes from his lawyers.
Yeah.
That was basically the entire press conference.
Yeah, stats, that alleged stats. So I don't know what's happening, but it's been an interesting 4 years, that's for sure. And we're fairly hopeful that Pfizer's got a vaccine 50% or something to save American sports.
I hope so.
Do we have?
I hope for our sake.
We've talked about this. What becomes of sports in 2021? What becomes of us?
I don't know.
I mean, this is.
Well, what becomes of leagues, Pat?
I can guarantee you that I'm out of long form, pandemic era. Done? Nothing's going on.
I saw you rated things yesterday in your columns.
Yes.
You're now rating.
Yes.
Welcome to the ratings club.
I had nothing. I didn't know what to do.
I think we need from you from now on? Notes columns. The strip needs a notes column. You can do, just make it up as you go along.
If I do a notes column, it's going to be like Don Riley's and not Sid.
I don't care. That's fine.
I'm going to be quoting Plooperson and Clyde Gelmo from Lake Elmo.
Yeah, that's
nice like that.
This is the thing.
That's right.
Just the virtual bar.
Yeah.
Guy on the bar stool next to me said this.
Oh, Gallivan. Oh, yeah. Don would have.
I know.
What they're saying at Gallivan's. Yeah.
And you can have the virtual Gallivan. It'll be great.
Yeah. It's.
I don't know what becomes of us. I don't know what becomes of sports, Pat.
Boy, I wish I was covering the Masters this year. You know why? 10.5 hours of daylight instead of 13.
Oh.
So they got to play them off two tees.
Yeah.
You know, they used to give us a 3 o'clock. On Sunday, the last group teed off at 3.
Yep.
They wouldn't be done till 7:30, and if there was a playoff, you didn't know if they're going to finish it. Now they're going to use two tees. They got to be done by, it's dark here at 5:30, right?
Fans or no? Spectators at all?
Club members, and which is a sizable number, and then each player's got 3 or 4 people. I don't even think they can bring their families, though. I think it's like spouse, coach, and whatever,
right,
trainer or something is all they can bring. So, but they're going to have to be done by 5 o'clock in the afternoon down there. I would think that if it's dark here at 5 in the north, they probably got a little more sun down there, right? But
but probably not a ton more.
Late 5 o'clock hour. So. That'd be great for me, because they got to get done, So
deadline will be,
because of the fact that they only have like 90 players usually, 85, mm-hmm. and they cut it. They used to cut it to 50. I might be a bigger number now, but they used to cut it to 50, and then they'd play in twosomes on Sunday. But they never, because of the smaller field, they never teed off on both tees except when they had rain delays or something. But like they do at all other tournaments. This year, they got to tee off on both tees, too,
starting
Thursday.
That's the one thing.
I wonder why they put it back that far. Wonder why they
the tournament itself?
Yeah, why didn't they even play a couple weeks ago?
I don't know. But that's the one thing about the pandemic that it's done is it streamlined a lot of things into being easier to do.
Oh, yeah.
For instance, my tabs. I used to go wait in that damn line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, I went to a window. I dropped off the money and my certificate. They said, come back after 5 on Monday and you can pick your tabs up. This is the greatest thing ever.
The bride,
took me 30 seconds.
The bride went to get her new driver's license at AAA there.
Yep.
You got to call, make an appointment.
I did this a couple days ago myself.
Call, make an appointment.
Yep.
You go and boom.
I did the same thing.
Because I've sat in that AAA office there waiting to get a new driver's license for an hour and a half because you take a number. But now you need appointments.
That's what I'm saying. Some things have just been now more organized.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth the pandemic, but it's the only good thing about
it. That's right.
I'm not saying the deaths are a good thing, but I am saying that life has become a little bit more streamlined.
Yes, it has. So, it's not all bad. Plus, I think the pandemic had much to do. I got to tell you one more thing about the election.
Yeah.
My whole life, from when I was 1956 as a 10-year-old kid, when I was first aware of elections, I remember the get out and vote. Everybody vote. We are always pushing people to vote, right? We wanted everybody to vote.
Yep.
How come this country can only get 60% of its people to vote? Let's vote. My whole life it's been vote. And now it's too many people voted.
I know.
We can't have this many people voted. Don't let them vote. We got to cut down on the voting, damn it. You know, I don't get it. What happened? It started about 2 cycles ago, right? But now this
to try and get the voting down?
Yeah. Well, now that they've made it functional to vote.
I know.
Hey.
And the mail-in voting is actually...
Go online.
That's great.
Go online, tell them to mail you a ballot, you fill it out, you send it back in. Or I went 2 weeks before the election, 8 minutes.
That's what I did.
You know, go up there, and they said, I think you mailed me one, but I haven't gotten it yet. And they said, okay, we'll cancel that one out, and you can fill out this one.
It took me no time.
Yeah.
I will never again vote voting day.
I don't think it's a bad idea to do what you can to get more people to vote. And that was taught to me by Sister Marna in the 1956 at St. Gabriel's grade school, you know.
Well, I think it was around 88 that MTV had the whole rock the vote thing.
Yes.
They were trying to get young people to vote.
Yes.
So
get involved.
Those people who are now 50 are all saying, okay, I'll vote. And they're saying no.
Especially since they don't have to stand in line.
Don't vote.
Yeah. Can you imagine the lines this year if they're trying to keep everybody 6 feet apart?
Oh,
had to be miles.
And on the Tuesday, I will never again vote on Election Day.
No, there's no sense in it.
Going early is the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
And like you said, it's easy. You get your ballot, you get done. The only thing is, just from now on, take the judges off my ballot.
Yes.
I don't care about your judges.
You know what?
If you want to be a judge, good for you. Go be a judge.
Well, of the judges, we had, 50 of them?
I guess.
There was one.
Bailed on it.
There was one that had an opponent of the judges. Everybody else was the incumbent. That's a good job when you're a judge. Nobody runs against you.
No, right.
Every season, the Olsons would gather on their dock. With all the weeds and muck, no one would go into the water, except for neighbor Larry, who would stand in there to cool off amongst the thick weeds.
Hey, neighbors.
Larry.
But this season, the Olsons dropped a few Aquaside pellets into their lakefront. After just one application, the water was crystal clear. And turns out, neighbor Larry is a free spirit and a fan of skinny dipping.
Hey, neighbors.
Larry. Oh, my.
Who nude? Nude.
Clear your lake or pond completely. Visit aquaside.com. State permit may be required.
But I don't want to see their names. It's the presidential election, okay? I want to see the presidents.
I'd say if a judge is unopposed, don't put them on there. Just give them the job.
Amen.
Right? And if there's, you know, if somebody's running against them, okay, let us vote for him.
Right, but I still don't know what I'm talking about. I don't care.
No. Well,
let someone else decide that.
I don't like races that don't tell you whether it's a Republican or Democrat. I don't like that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, because then I got to kind of like city council and stuff. I got to like guess by the name.
But then don't vote.
No, I vote.
Oh, see, I just don't.
I guess at the names. Like if it's a hyphenate. It's like a like if it's a hyphenated name.
Yep.
Then I figure it's a Democrat. So I
So you play a game. You play. Is it a Republican or Democrat?
And if it's Bernhard Mungert, yep, I don't vote for him because he's a Trump guy. That's my theory. I look at the if it sounds like a guy who would have marched, you know, in 1940, goose stepped in the 1940s. I don't vote for that. For all I know, he could be a nice lefty,
so you turn it into a game.
It's
a guessing game.
It's a game. Or I see signs in my neighborhood.
Oh, God.
I see signs in my neighborhood, and I know in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like if there's a Trump sign next to a city council person, then I'm not going to vote for that person. But if there's a Biden Biden sign next to a person for the school board or something,
yes,
then I vote for that person. It's not that I'm completely uninformed. I use signs or names. I used to not vote for people with hyphenated names because they bother me as a newspaper guy.
Yeah.
But then I said, wait a minute. Most of them are Democrat. Most of them have a spouse.
That's why they have
that. They have empowered their spouse. Yes. And they think it's kind of sexist to just use one. So then I switch. So now I always vote for the hyphenated names. So Republicans, if you want my vote in an election for a non-party election, hyphenate your name. Then I might vote.
So if it's Stillwell Metzler, they got the Royce vote.
Yes.
Yes,
it is. That's true. God. That's true. You know what?
I'm glad to hear you had a theory on this.
The school board votes are fairly important, too. You should pay some attention to them. But I didn't have many people knocking on my door this year. I wonder if it's a pandemic.
I had zero.
I think it's a pandemic.
I had zero.
A lot of flyers, but not...
I didn't have many flyers.
But
I don't think I had one person. But I will say this. If they did knock on my door and I'm home, I'm not answering it.
Oh.
I don't answer the door. I don't answer the door. And here's why. UPS, which comes to my house every day, and Amazon, which does the same damn thing, now just drops and goes. Mm-hmm. So my question is, what good are you doing me if I get the door?
Yeah, well, I think they're just making you aware it's out there that you might want to take it off the step before.
No, that I get. But I'm saying if you knock on my door and stand there, you are trying to sell me something. You're trying to tell me what I should do, or you're going to bang past me and invade my home and rob it. There is no good that comes from answering a door.
All right, that's a good idea.
We got a lot of problems.
What if something?
Home invasion scare me.
What if your neighbors are in a crisis? Something's happening.
Oh, if it's a neighbor, though, I'll look. Okay. I'll see that. Yeah, that's fine.
You know who I miss, though? Jehovah's Witnesses. What happened to them?
We had a couple coming up and down our street a year ago or so.
Come on, bring them back. I love Jehovah's Witnesses.
We had one come to our house. I bet they're always dressed so well, too.
They are nice, polite people.
I think Dawn got the door, and the guy started in. Can I tell you about the Lord? Yeah, thank you.
No, but good luck to you. I always say good luck to you, but I haven't seen any in a long time. That was a great line in a movie I watched a while back. The Jehovah's Witnesses won't even talk to me. The guy said it or something. I miss the Jehovah's Witnesses now, though. I'll tell you who's a little frightening from the religious. You know one thing I'm going to like about Biden?
What's that?
I don't think he's going to have a spiritual advisor.
No.
I don't trust these guys that need spiritual advisors.
No, he definitely won't.
Just, because he goes to church.
Yeah.
You know,
he's good. Just a Catholic.
He doesn't need us. He doesn't need spiritual advisors. Trump's got some crazy broad that's screaming and hollering, and the God talked to her and told her he was going to win.
Oh, I saw her, yeah.
Come on. You don't need that.
Oh, she's Trump's
that's
advisor?
Trump's spiritual advisor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, that's Trump's spiritual advisor. You don't need a spiritual advisor.
You need a dog,
yeah,
but not a spiritual advisor.
Mine's got big dogs.
A rescue dog.
Big rescue dog.
Yeah.
German shepherds,
too. He's got dogs. You need dogs, but not spiritual advisors. I'd agree with that.
Mm-hmm. You know what else? You got a couple of German shepherds? You're safe in the you're safe in the White House, too. You're sleeping back there, and somebody sneaks in, that German shepherd will tear your throat out.
How much are they going to have to fumigate that place, too?
like the pandemic with all the people who have been sick in there?
I'm sure they
must
be
have to go through and redo the whole thing.
They must
inside.
Be sharing a deal. They're just showing that touchdown that they threw in the back of the end zone yesterday early on. Breeze, that the guy was wide open. Caught. I was glad to see that wasn't Anton Jr. who blew the coverage on that one. Whew. Did you see that touchdown
No.
when the guy caught it? Where was the safety man? But it wasn't him. It was the corner. The corner turned him loose. It was about a 20-yarder. But I was thinking, uh-oh, but it wasn't him.
Okay, well, that's good.
It wasn't him. There wasn't many accolades to send out for anybody, though.
He's going to be a good player, though.
Oh, yeah. He's a tough little SOB. His old man.
Yep.
His old man was so good.
Yep.
And I've told this before. He was here, I think, as a junior with Ohio State when they played the Gophers in the Metrodome. And I think Mace was pretty good that year, mm-hmm. So it wasn't going to be 100-0. He was so impressive as a tackler. I went down and wrote a column on him.
Did you really?
On a team that.
In college?
In college.
Wow.
On a team that, and I'm not the most observant football guy ever, but on a team that had stars and were good, he was unbelievable. So he was so obvious that the bat was back when you could go to the PR guy and
go
say,
to the locker room.
Can I, or they'd bring him out in the hallway. Can I talk to Anton? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That was maybe
Tyce's
greatest coup.
Getting to him. Yeah.
Because he was about to sign with the Jets from Buffalo.
Yeah.
And Mike had his horse racing pal out east and got Antoine on a private plane and flown here inside him.
What? Yeah. And did they make a better deal? What did he do there? Did they just romance him and give him the same
I don't
deal?
Know what they did, but it was you're right. He was a great player.
And maybe he didn't, he might have been a kind of a kid who didn't like New York.
Maybe.
Sometimes you can take advantage
and
of that.
And the Jets are the Jets, but that was his greatest move.
Yeah, it was. And then he got Pat Williams, too. Didn't he get Pat Williams?
I think you're right. I think he did.
Yeah. But Winfield was a... When we wrote the Viking book on 50 years, I think we wrote it first in like 07 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of the problems was the cornerback.
Yes.
The second cornerback. I think Bobby Bryant was one of them because we were naming an all-time team. And I think Nate Wright had on there. But by the time we redid it, I put Winfield in there as the second cornerback.
Yeah,
he's probably the best cornerback they've ever had.
And you're right, though. Man, could he hit for a little guy and tackle?
Yeah. Yeah. That's not been, they've had a lot of safeties, but the great corners, they've had good ones, but they haven't had a lot of those.
No.
And they might not right now. So what's with Mike Hughes? Bad neck?
Yes, which is very concerning. Bad necks and careers.
Bad necks aren't good.
Bad necks are not sprained ankles.
No. Nope.
Or bad knees.
So, Howard, I got to ask you this. We got the two young guys playing defensive end. Are they okay? Holmes and the other guy?
Wanham and
Wanham's playing now, too, right?
Yeah. They've got about four guys. I think they've got three or four guys. I think they're okay, but they're not great.
Mm-hmm.
I am very curious to see if the report from. The report that we got a couple weeks ago about Hunter is correct, which is he is going to come back next year and wants to be the highest paid defensive player in the league at that point.
Well,
because that's going to lead to real trouble if that's the case.
Well, guess what, Danny boy, Danny lad. I shouldn't have used that, but it was a reference to the Irish song, right?
Yes.
You cannot not play and have a bad neck and be automatically given all this ungodly money.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And here's your option. If you don't show up for the first day of camp and you have a contract,
mm-hmm.
you don't get the year credit
mm-hmm.
because you have the stupidest union leader in America. All of them combined, not just sports. All of them, every union in America, you have the dumbest ass of them all that he would sign off on something like that.
Yeah, it's a terrible agreement.
Of all the horrible things in that agreement, that is the worst.
Yes.
That you don't get
well,
a year.
Well, Dalvin was screwed.
You can show up day three, play your ass off, carry the ball 900 times, and you don't get a year of service time if you're not there on opening day. Now, you can do what Hunter. Now, I think a lot of us were, well, Hunter didn't do this. A lot of us were suspicious that Hunter originally, when Zim was calling it a tweak, that it was a non-holdout holdout, right? But it wasn't, obviously. Do we know when he heard it?
Well, Zim subsequently claimed a couple weeks back that he heard it. He slept wrong, which is BS.
Yeah, okay, I did a...
It's a not. I have no idea.
I slept wrong.
He clearly did something. But you're right, because if the Vikings hadn't been fair, Dalvin Cook could be having this year on the final year of his contract, and the Vikings could say, okay, that's fine. Here's what we'll give you.
Yeah, we're going to...
The Vikings were fair. But Pat, your point about coming out of the pandemic and if this continues is the best point. Who's going to get paid? Besides, like, Trevor Bauer, who's going to get paid?
Baseball, I don't know. What are they going to do?
Nelson Cruz, I call the Twins back today and say, what can we do?
Yeah, if I'm Eddie, I say, Eddie, don't, you know, they're not going to tender you, Eddie.
They're
not going to pay you 17.
And no one's going to run to sign him to a big contract.
No.
Jake's the same way.
Eddie, you should call him up and say, why don't you give me 24 for two or something?
Yes.
You know, because it's.
But I mean, Nelson Cruz, God love him. He's fantastic. Who's going to write a 40-year-old DH a massive check during a time when we don't know when they're going to have fans back?
Fans back. And when they come back, there aren't going to be nearly as many of them.
Nope. I agree with that.
Because the public, we have been trained to not want to sit next to somebody.
Yeah, which I sort of don't mind.
Yeah, but what I'm saying,
yeah,
what a lot of the public is going to be trained at. And by the way, good luck selling suites with when we get out of this thing and the lack of dollars that are still in corporate America, the lost dollars in corporate America.
Yep.
Because Amazon can't buy all the suites. They can't buy them all.
But that's the thing is, players in all of these sports are going to have to realize the paydays for a while now are gone.
Yep. What do you think the old big mall of America is going to look like? Remember when they were, boy, they got to be happy they didn't build that second building, huh?
I remember when I was a child, down the street from us was an old Sears catalog store, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The Mall of America might have a lot of catalog stores.
Well,
pick up your Amazon purchase there.
Two of their four corner stores are done, and Macy's is hurting for certain.
Yeah.
Nordstrom's is not, you know, Nordstrom's probably the most successful one of those in the country of, you know, of the quality department stores, and they're hurting too. They might declare bankruptcy. I read something. So
when's the last time that you went shopping at not a Costco or a grocery store, but when's the last time that you went shopping department store or mall?
I go to a couple of stores, retail stores, but usually not in the mall.
Yeah.
Although my son and I have lunch out at the Ridgedale once in a while, and I might breeze through Nordstrom, but you know, you got to think, you know, I'm not exactly,
yeah.
You know, I can't exactly go to the men's store. They're a little short of X's for most of that. I can find a proper number of X's, but not on real quality stuff. So, I got to go to specialty stores, but, I was saying 2 years ago, Amazon's the worst thing ever happened in this country because the department retail stores are going to be put on. Well, this has only hastened that process, right?
Yes, absolutely has.
So I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what where sports are headed, but nobody does, and there's no, you know, you can't be an executive, marketing executive with a sports franchise right now, and think you know where you're headed.
No,
nobody knows.
Hell no.
Nobody knows where you're headed. As far as people are concerned,
you can't tell me in certainty that 2 years from now we're going to have every professional sport in this town that we have right now.
Yeah,
I mean, I think the Vikings are fine. I think the Twins are fine.
Well, that's the thing about the you know, the Timberwolves.
Yeah,
they got a $50 million buyout to get out of Target Center. Yeah, well, okay, somebody's going to pay $1 billion for the franchise and move it to Kansas City, they can come up with another 50.
Yes, exactly.
That isn't bad, right?
Exactly.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if Mr. Taylor would, you know, this idea that you're going to get somebody to promise not to move the team.
There's going to be an expiration on that.
Yes. Yes, there is.
It'll be 2 years or something like that.
Just as long as he doesn't move the newspaper, we're in good shape.
Masters, who wins? Last thing.
Who do I like? Who do I like? Hideki Matsuyama.
Okay.
Because he's rolling the ball again. He just played good. And I don't want to give you one of the straight, you know, one of the easy answers. So Dustin's the best player still, but he's not. Well, no, I'm wrong. DeChambeau wins because he hits at 380. That's all that trouble. He hits those trees that are in the way. He'll hit them over the trees. So yeah, DeChambeau first, Matsuyama second. That's it.
All right, we're done. Talk to you.
Goodbye. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.